This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A plan to build a Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints temple in northeast Colorado Springs can move forward. KRCC's Brianna Heaney reports.
During Tuesday's PAC City Council meeting, neighbors of the proposed temple expressed concerns about the plan to illuminate the temple all night, every night. Monica Fuchs lives diagonally across from the site. She wants the lights dimmed after dark.
I really don't want to have to buy blackout curtains for my entire house.
The height of the building's steeple was another issue, but proponents of the project say both the height and the lighting meet current city code. City Council voted unanimously to approve the project without restrictions. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
Starting tomorrow, the Department of Homeland Security will be shut down. Democrats and Republicans have not been able to agree on full-year funding for the department. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Both the Senate and House left town for a week-long recess, leaving DHS funding in limbo. Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper says they proposed common-sense reforms like body cameras and judicial warrants for ICE, but Republicans aren't working with them on that. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett added they can't back down from the fight for real change and safeguards on immigration agents. Both ICE and Border Patrol got a huge infusion of cash last year from Republicans it can continue to draw on, unlike other agencies within DHS, such as FEMA and TSA. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A dead skunk has tested positive for avian flu in Pueblo. It was found near the Arkansas River by Pueblo Boulevard. The Pueblo Department of Health and Environment says the main risk to humans is through exposure to infected animals or contaminated surfaces. Avoiding direct contact with sick or dead poultry and wildlife is the best way to protect yourself and animals. And this is CPR News. It's 7:06.